Mayor Barrett took an upbeat tone with his State of the City speech this week. The event at a Hmong charter school began with dozens of children singing a song that included the word forward. Forward is also the state motto, of course, but Mayor Barrett has spent a good chunk of the last 6 years, half his time as mayor, suggesting the Walker administration and GOP lawmakers are trying to take Milwaukee backward.
Oh, good and gracious and amazing God.
There was prayer at a mayoral forum at a Milwaukee church this week, but also a lot of passion about who's the right mayor to work with the Republicans. Barrett says he's taken on the headwinds.
I've done it with headwinds coming from the national economy. We fought back and I led the fight against a very hostile state government. I led the attacks here against all of those restrictions on voting.
Restrictions like the requirement for a photo ID at the polls and limits on early voting. But mayoral candidate and 13-year Milwaukee alderman Joe Davis says Barrett has not only fought the GOP on the issues, but two times, the mayor has taken on Scott Walker at the voting booth.
I do acknowledge that he did run for governor three times. Twice he lost and put the city of Milwaukee in a very bad position as far as relationships with the state of Wisconsin.
Davis's campaign platform includes a faith-based initiative to address what he calls hopelessness. He also promises to engage with public, choice, and charter schools and take on crime and poverty. The city's firefighters union endorses Davis. Milwaukee's police union is backing another mayoral candidate, 16-year alderman Bob Donovan, who takes issue with Mayor Barrett's long fight to preserve a residency requirement for city police and firefighters.
I've never had a problem with requiring city employees to live in the city of Milwaukee. I, however, have not had a conniption fit when the state decided to allow them to move out.
Donovan has hosted Republican state lawmakers at events in Milwaukee. The alderman's big issues have been boosting the size of the police force and joining Alderman Davis in opposing Barrett's plans to build a streetcar in downtown Milwaukee. The mayor responds to the cooperation issue with Republicans this way.
So you're right. I'm going to fight them when I do it. I'm not going to play footsie with them.
The fourth candidate for Milwaukee mayor, 30-year-old political newcomer James Mathieu, says his older opponents have not gotten things done.
I was a teenager when many of them took office, or younger. And look what's happened since. The decline in businesses for minorities, black male joblessness, Latino male joblessness.
Mathieu says he wants Milwaukee to solve its own problems, no matter whether Scott Walker or any other Republican is governor. Mathieu has raised the least amount of money in the mayoral contest. Aldermen Davis and Donovan have brought in more, but all three trail Mayor Barrett by hundreds of thousands of dollars. The two top vote-getters in Tuesday's primary square off in the general election in April. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.